Listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Jackson Mayor Karen Dunnigan. Good evening, Mayor. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. I'm pleased to be able to talk with you. In the headlines for, gosh, a few months now have been the topic of emergency financial managers, and you have taken the step to ask the Treasury Department to review the city's budget under the new emergency financial manager law. How did we get to the point in Jackson, like so many other cities, where you felt the need to bring someone in to take a look and see if they could help?
Well, you know, the thing is in our current budget, we have, you know, a huge debt load with no provisions in the budget to even address even the payment of any of those budgets or debts, and no revenue coming in to take and address those debts. So, I mean, it's a debt load. We're living right now in the city of Jackson from paycheck to paycheck.
Like not unlike a lot of families in the state of Michigan.
Right, exactly. But that doesn't make it the right way to work either. And the thing is about my family is there's 33,600 of them. And those are the citizens. And I'm responsible for each and every one of them.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get to, because I know we've spoken on the phone a few times. I feel like I know you. So I can only imagine how difficult the decision was to say, hey, I need to take action as mayor. The people put me here to help take care of them, and I need to do this.
That's exactly right, and that is exactly why I did it. You know, I take this job very seriously, and when I looked and I saw the mess that we were in, I knew I needed help. And so I talked to our auditors first. I talked to other leaders in the community. You know, I talked to some people, the staff in the city, and I let it sit on my desk, you know, for a good month and a half before I put it in the mail. I didn't do this lightly. I just knew it was time before things got much worse.
Well, and also, according to an article I read in the Detroit News, you didn't discuss this with other members, with members of the Jackson City Council, and the reason for that was?
Well, because I knew that they would not agree to it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that in my heart of hearts that they would not have agreed to that. They say now that, yes, they probably would have, a couple of them. But I knew at the time, you know, it was no. I mean, they were more worried about setting up goals and an emission statement. And that's all fine. But the time for setting up goals and a mission statement is when times are good, you know, when you want to make sure. And when we're in crisis management, we need to make very critical decisions. You know, and you can paint the name on the side of a ship, but when it's sinking, it's very difficult to read that name.
Well, and you say when you're in crisis management, it is... Are you confident, because I have heard over and over talking both sides of this issue with people from both sides of the EFM debate, that, and we have heard repeatedly those who are supporters of it, that doing exactly what you're doing is part of what the design is, to bring someone in to take a look to try to avoid a takeover by an EFM. Are you confident in how the system is set up to work?
Yes, that is exactly the reason that I went this direction, is to ask for the state to send in a review team to help me, to help us set up a plan, set up a regional plan that we can take and work with and live towards and get ourselves out of this mess.
How the budget process so far, you've consolidated, closed fire stations. There's been much discussion going on over time. Was it just apparent that this was not going to get solved?
It's not going to get solved. You know, I have a huge debt load. I have over $40 million in bond debt. I have my three pension plans are underfunded by about $35 million. I have an $18 million budget. I'm spending all $18 million, and none of that $18 million is going to go to any of those debts.
What do you understand at this point, Mayor Dunnigan, is the process for you now?
Well, I'm hoping that the state will send in a review team and work with us. and give us goals and parameters that we have to accomplish for the benefit of the citizens in the city. You know, it's my city, and I do not want to lose my city.
We're talking about crisis management, but we're talking about quality of life issues as well, certainly. And as you said, this is your city. You live here as well. Are you in hopes that there can be a turnaround and to start to bring things back with some drastic measures taken?
Yes, I do believe, this is really a great community, and we have had a lot of private citizens, step up to the plate and, to keep one of our parks pool open. You know, citizens gave us over $63,000 just to subsidize our park pool to keep it open this summer, and that was all private donations.
There was a statement in the Detroit News article from a Treasury Department official who said they're studying the request that came from you in April and expect a decision in a couple of weeks. Is that the timetable that you understand?
I've not heard anything from the state.
Okay.
Nothing. And so the information you give me is the same that I've gotten, and it's just been from the news sources. I haven't heard nothing from the state.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're in. It probably was a relief, a little bittersweet, but a relief to send that off to know that there might be some help on the way that can turn things around.
Yeah, I sure do hope so, because I think that we can do it. But we need some help.
Okay. Well, Mayor, I appreciate your time so very much. It's difficult times, and it was a bold
Thank
move.
You.
It was a bold move to try to put the city back on firm standing.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Jackson Mayor Karen Dunnigan will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.